For as many who are joining us online, welcome to Bethel Experience. And this morning, I'll be sharing with us, based on what we started last Sunday, it's the year of open heavens. And I remember we talked about the fact that what can you and I do in order not just to enter into that open heaven, but to enjoy it. Amen. And I'll continue this morning. And I will be focusing on what will happen when the heaven is open. Amen. When the heaven is what? Is open. I am here to assure someone, based on the word of the Lord, that God, more than ever before this year, wants to showcase his glory in your life. And he's still looking for vessels. Like I said, he's looking for covenant partners. People that God wants to partner with to showcase them to the world. And so in this year of open heaven, what will happen when the heaven is open? Praise God. Let's read the book of Mark. That has been our text. Chapter 1. We just read 3 verses there. Mark chapter 1 from verse 9. We'll read to verse 11. The book of Mark chapter 1. We'll start from verse 9. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. Verse 11. And there came a voice from where? Saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Open heaven. What is going to happen to me? What is going to happen to you when the heaven is open? Amen. We talked about last Sunday the fact that each and every one of us, as children of God, when you follow the principles of God, you will get results. And one of the things that we talking about the principle of enjoying open heaven, is the principle of what? Relationship. When you are in relationship with him, the heaven will continually be open over your life. We talk about the principle of prayer. We talk about the principle of giving. We talk about the principle of what again? Obedience. Amen. And the principle of holiness. You see, when you follow this principle, God is a covenant-making and a covenant-keeping God. He will honor his word and he will open the heavens over your life. But I also don't want you to hear all of these promises and not partake and not enjoy it. And so when you follow those principles, the heavens will be open. But when the heaven is open, what would be the measure, the indicator that the heaven over the life of a person is open? What are we going to see when the heaven is open? Now you see, our Lord Jesus Christ is a perfect example. And we saw in that Mark chapter 1, when he was water baptized after his baptism. Amen. The heavens opened over his life. And even the Father testified that yes, he is my beloved Son. Concerning someone, heaven will testify. I said heaven will testify about you today in the name of Jesus. You see, when heaven testified about our Lord Jesus Christ, he went about doing good and fulfilling his ministry. But do you also know that the heavens over the life of a man can be closed? Amen. The heaven can what? Can be closed. Deuteronomy chapter 11 from verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 11 from verse 16. When we talk about the heavens being open, that means there could be otherwise. And this was the warning of the Lord to the children of Israel. He said, take heed to yourself. Don't let your heart be deceived and you turn aside. You remember Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1 to verse 14 that we always read. If you would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. The Lord is saying here in Deuteronomy 11, 16, be careful, take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived and you turn aside to do what? To serve other gods and worship them. Look at verse 17. When you turn aside and you worship other gods, he said the Lord's wrath will be kindled against you and it will shut the heavens. Amen. I pray for someone again today. The heavens over your life will be open. Yes. Every error that will cause the heavens over your life to be closed, the Lord will deliver you. Yes. I said the Lord will deliver you in the name of Jesus. And so our Lord Jesus Christ came out from the water. The heaven over his life was open. When the heaven is open, what will happen? The first thing that I want you to know is that there would be continuous supernatural victory. You see, you will enjoy victory all around you. You will enjoy victory in every area of your life. Praise the Lord. There will be what? Supernatural victory. In that book of Mark, go down to verse 12. Our text, Mark chapter 1. From verse 12. Now, you see, our Lord Jesus Christ, the moment he was baptized, the heaven over his life was open. Now, look at verse 12. The Bible says, immediately the Spirit took him into the wilderness to go and do what? Amen. He was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of who? Of who? But you begin to wonder, but the heaven is open. Why will he be led into the wilderness? I'm here to tell you that when the heaven is open, it does not mean that the devil will not show up. Hello? It does not mean that the devil will not show up. But the Bible says he was tempted of the devil while he was in the wilderness. But the angel of the Lord came unto him to do what? To minister to him. The presence of the Lord will be with you. Amen. In the journey of 2022, I said the presence of the Lord will be with you. Amen. To keep you in all your ways. Go to Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1. It's still talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the same account there. From verse 1, he was led by the Spirit. I love that word. He was led by who? By the Spirit. This year, we've said it. One of the things you need to do is to know how to listen to the voice of the Lord. You want to enter and enjoy the blessings of open heaven. You want to enjoy supernatural victory. You must be able to listen to the voice of the Lord. He was led to be tempted of the devil. Verse 2. Let's move on. Verse 2. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Remember, he came in the form of flesh, just like you and I. Is that true? All right. And so he was hungry. Verse 3. Let's go on. Even though he was hungry, it was when he was hungry that the tempter came and told him, if you really know, if you're really sure you are the Son of God, why don't you command these stones to become bread? Praise God. Now look at verse 4. The enemy will come, but I can assure you that when the heaven is open, the Lord will help you. And the Lord answered him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds where? From the mouth of God. And that's why I want to encourage someone this year. We're talking about 50 days fasting and prayer. I don't want you to go on hunger strike. What do I mean by that? Don't just fast. Make sure you take time to pray and study the word of God. Now, you can see here, our Lord is the God of heaven and earth in person. But he still used the weapon of the word. He told the devil, it is written in the word concerning me, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen. And do you think the devil will leave him alone? No. Look at verse 5. You will go in the journey of 2022. And you will assume that, yes, God has given you victory. But I don't want you to stop. The devil came again and said, okay, let's go up into the holy city. He set him on a pinnacle. Look at all this temple. Verse 6. Everything that you see here, I am going to give you all of this glory. All you need to do is to cast yourself down. And see, the Lord used the weapon of the word. Now look at what the devil did here again. He quoted the word back to him. He said, well, it is written, you are going to give your angel charge concerning you to bear you in their hands so that you will not dash your foot against the stone. Verse 7, the devil will come, beloved, but I don't want you to be afraid because victory is guaranteed. And the Lord answered him again, it is written again, you must not tempt the Lord your God. Now, what am I saying here, brethren? When the heaven is open, you are going to continue to enjoy victory upon victory upon victory upon victory upon victory. In the name of Jesus. Go to the book of Psalm 108. The book of Psalm 108, verse 13. Victory is certain. Victory is sure when the heaven is open. The scripture says, the psalmist says, he said, through God, not through you, because the heaven is open, you will do valiantly. He said, for it is that will tread down your enemies. Who is going to give you victory this year? It is God. It is not going to be by your strength. It is not going to be by your power. It is not going to be by your intellect. No. Victory is guaranteed and is sure in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. You see, every time the devil will show up again to tempt God, God always is always a step ahead of the devil. And so concerning you this year, your victory is guaranteed. Your victory is sure. Do you know why? Because the heaven is open. When the heaven is open, there will be continuous victory. I don't want you to worry about who will come against you, when they will come against you, where they will come against you. You see, that's why you need the Spirit of God for direction. Because when the enemy will come like a flood, it is the Spirit of God that will lift up the standard against them. And that's why you need to be in tune with the Spirit. Because God will continue to give you instructions. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk about that some other time, you know, in the year. Instructions. Directions. For the next level. That which you need to do in order to be able to break through. When the heaven is open, there will be continuous victory. Number two, when the heaven is open, what are some of the blessings? What are you going to get? There will be divine assistance. There will be what? Divine assistance. We're still talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. His ministry was just starting. Actually, it was after the water baptism that the devil took him to the mount to go and do what? To go and tempt him. Now, by the time he, you know, came down from the mount, if you, in that Matthew chapter 4, go down to verse 18. Matthew chapter 4, from verse 18. When he came down from the mount, the devil left him. In fact, the scripture says the devil left him for a season. Amen. And so you thought one battle is over and you let down your guard, you begin to rejoice. No, the devil is a persistent enemy, relentless. He doesn't give up. And so Jesus, now, after that victory, the Bible says he was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting their nets. For they were what? They were fishermen. Amen. Verse 19. And he called them. He said to them, do what? Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Verse 20. He called those two brothers. They left their nets and did what? And followed him. Verse 21. From there, he saw two other brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Amen. In the sheep, mending their net. He called them. Verse 22. When he called them, now how many now? Four. Immediately, they did what? They also left their sheep and their father. And they followed him. Let me tell you this, brethren. When the heaven is open, God will send destiny helpers into your life. Praise God. Are we together? Let me break it down for us. These people, prior to this, they didn't know Jesus, right? They might have heard in the scroll, you know, the prophets might have, you know, foretold that Jesus is coming. But they did not know in that instance. And so for you to just tell someone, okay, so leave your career, leave your business, and do what? And follow me. How is that possible? But when the heaven over the life of a man is open, people will tell you, I don't know why I'm doing this for you, but I just have to do it. When the heaven over your life is open, you will receive assistance that you do not merit, assistance that you do not solicit for. Men and women will bend over in order to assist your destiny. When the heaven is open, destiny helpers in your career, in your family life, in your business. God will do what? Will send them into your life. When the heaven is open, praise the Lord. If you go down to chapter 10 of that Matthew, verse 5. Chapter 10, verse 5. God is the one that wants to help someone. Praise God. And so, Jesus was about to begin his ministry. And he cannot do it alone. He needed help. And the Bible says, these 12, when Jesus called them, he sent them forth and he gave them commandments to go into any city of the Samaritans. Amen. Go not into the way of the Gentiles, into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. But he gave them commandment to go what? To go and do what? And preach the gospel. Do you know that there are places that Jesus sent forth the disciples on his own behalf? You need people in your life. You need men and women, destiny helpers. And so when the heaven is open, God is the one that will cause the lines to fall onto you in pleasant places. And people will line up to help you. When the heaven is open, there will be divine assistance. I pray for someone in your business, receive that assistance. In your career, receive that assistance. In your finances, receive that assistance. Divine helpers from the north, from the south, from the east and west of the world. Heaven will bring them into your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. When the heaven is open. Number one, I said there will be what? There will be continuous victory. Number two, there will be what? Divine assistance. Number three, when the heaven is open, there will be divine healing and divine health. Amen. Divine what? Healing and divine health. In that same Matthew chapter 8, let's start from verse 14. Matthew chapter 8, verse 14. Now you see, Jesus, when he called the 12, you know, he called them to be his disciple. He gave them commandments to go. But he himself would go. And wherever Jesus went, everywhere, there is always miracles. He called Peter. And when he now came into Peter's house, he saw his mother's, his wife's mother lay sick of a fever. Amen. Verse 15. What did he do? Verse 15. When he saw Peter's mother-in-law, praise God. When he saw Peter's mother-in-law, chapter 8 from verse 14, he touched her. And immediately he touched her. What happened? She needed someone to minister to them, but that person was sick. Amen. And he touched her, and immediately the fever left her. She arose and ministered to them. When the heaven is open, you will not struggle with any form of health issues. You will not struggle with any form of infirmity or ailment, because the balm in Gilead is available. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 16. She arose, she ministered to them. She performed. You know that God wants you to perform optimally. And you will not be able to do that when there is any form of limitation in your body, in your life. Praise God. And not only that, when it was now evening, the Bible said they brought unto him many. How many? Many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. When the heaven is open, what will happen? There would be divine healing. You would dwell in divine health. In that Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good. Why? Because God was with him. 10:38. God will be with you. And when he is with you, none in Zion will say, I am sick. You will dwell in what? In divine health. Because the heaven is open. The heaven is what? Is open. In that third John, verse 2, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. This year, I want you to dwell under the blessings of open heaven. And so whatever is not of God, don't agree with it. I said, whatever is not of God, don't do what? Don't give it a voice. Someone will always still say, my sickness. She will personalize it. I don't want you to give anything that is not of God a voice. Because whatever you give a voice, you are giving them life. Hello? You are doing what? You are giving them life when you are giving something a voice. It is written. That was the word that the Lord even used against the devil. And so what is written concerning you? That none of the infirmities and diseases of Egypt will be laid upon me. When the heaven is open, you will dwell and enjoy divine healing and divine health. Praise the Lord. When the heaven is open, number four, what will happen? You will operate in the supernatural. Tell someone, you will operate in the supernatural, because the heaven over your life is open. It's open. It's open. In that same Matthew chapter 8, let's start from verse 23. Matthew chapter 8, from verse 23. This was the account of Jesus and his disciple. They entered into a ship. They wanted to go to the other side. I will not bother us with the story. We know the story. There arose a storm. There arose a storm so boisterous, it was shaking the ship. But where was Jesus? Where was Jesus, beloved? It was with them. Where? In the ship. But what was he doing? He was at rest. He was not shaking at all. Please, in the journey of 2022, I don't want you to be moved by what you see. Tell your neighbor, don't be moved by what you see. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He was sleeping. And so the disciples continued to struggle and struggle and struggle. And when they could no longer bear it, they now remember that, we have the master with us. Why were they struggling in their own strength before? This year, I want you to cast all your cares and burdens upon the Lord. Because the heaven is open. I said the heaven is open. And God wants you to operate in that supernatural because he has already given you commandments. Amen. And so, yes, they woke him up. He rebuked the wind and the sea obeyed. And there was great calm. Praise God. And the moment they now came to the other side, if you go down to, I'm not sure now, maybe verse 28 or 29. The moment they got to the other side, there were two people that came out of the tomb. Praise God. And they met him, two possessed with the devils, coming out from where? From the tomb. Now look at the word here. The scripture says they are exceeding fierce, so that nobody passes through that place. When the heaven is open, you will operate in the supernatural. The scripture says they came out, they met him. Look at verse 29. They were even the one that cried out and said, "What do we have to do with you, Jesus, that Son of God? Have you come to torment us before the time?" Beloved, whatever it is that is not of God, you remember I said it, don't permit it. Because whatever you permit will dominate you. In 2022, I want you to operate in the supernatural. Do you know why? Because you have already received power. And so stop looking at yourself as though you are no one. You are nobody. No, the one that is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Verse 30. They begged Jesus. We don't want to go out of this place. We need fresh hosts. So send us to the swine. Don't just send us out. They were negotiating. Praise the Lord. And so, yes, Jesus gave them leave. Amen. And they departed from those two men. But before that, nobody can pass through that place before. Your destiny is tied to others. If you refuse to operate in the supernatural, do you know that these two men in our own generation will remain bound? There are destinies that are tied to yours that heaven is expecting you to operate in the supernatural to deliver them, to set them free when the heaven is open. Let me give us one more and then we're going to pray. When the heaven is open, you will enjoy divine protection. Continuous divine protection. Our Lord Jesus Christ, still going back to using him as an example, you know, in his days, with all these miracle signs and wonders that he was performing, the religious leaders, they were not happy. In fact, they wanted to kill him. If you go to Matthew chapter 26, from verse 3 to verse 4. Matthew 26, from verse 3 to verse 4. They held a meeting. Amen. They assembled together, the chief priest, the scribe, the elders of the people, unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. Verse 4. What were they doing? They were consulting how they may be able to take him softly in order to kill him. Praise God. In 2022, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide where? There is a place called the shadow of the Almighty. That's where God will keep you. Because the heaven over your life is open. In fact, if you go to Luke chapter 4 from verse 28. Luke chapter 4 from verse 28. What they wanted to do was to terminate the ministry of Jesus. Amen. And he was preaching in the synagogue. Based on what they had, they were filled with indignation. They were filled with wrath. Verse 29. They did not want to hear the truth. The Bible said they rose up and they thrust him out of the city and led him to where? To the brow of the hill where the city was built. That they might do what? Push him. That they might cast him headlong down. They took him to the pinnacle. They just want to what? Terminate his destiny. When the heaven is open, nobody can terminate your destiny. I said, no one will be able to touch you. Remember, the devil even was the one that was reminding Jesus, you will give your angel charge concerning you. Amen. That they will bear you up. And so when those people want to push him down, what happened? Look at the next verse. In verse 30. The Bible says Jesus walked right past them. Divine protection. That will keep him in perfect peace. God will keep you this year. In perfect peace. His angels have already gone ahead of you. Jesus walked right through there and they could not do it. They were all paralyzed. Now, can you imagine? The same people that took him, they must have held him and began to push him to the... Now, when they got to that point, the angel of the Lord that was with him paralyzed them. And the same Jesus, amen, just walked right past them. What happened to all their energy that they were ready to? They could not do anything. When the heaven is open, you will enjoy divine protection. Let me conclude this morning. In the book of Psalm 121, from verse 7, Psalm 121 from verse 7. You see, the edge of the protection of God is upon you. And so I don't want you to be afraid. The Lord will preserve you from all evil. The scripture says it will preserve your soul. Look at verse 8. It will not only preserve your soul, it will preserve your going out and your coming in from this time and even forevermore. Divine what? Protection. The heaven over your life, over your home, over your family will remain open this year. In the name of Jesus. But remember what we said earlier. All you need to do is to follow the principles of God. When you follow that principle, heaven will not be closed. I said heaven will not be closed. In the name of Jesus. In 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 26, as we round up, 2 Chronicles 6, 26. The children of Israel, the Lord was reminding them here, you know, after the temple was built. And he wants them to understand that when the heaven is shut, if there is no rain, because the people have what? Have sinned against him. Sin is the only thing that can shut the heavens over your life. And so please, this morning, if you have not given your life to Christ, you have the opportunity to repent. But even if you have given your life to Christ, just like the psalmist says, I don't want you to allow any secret sin in your life. Because the heaven will remain closed. And I don't want you to talk about open heaven this year. I don't want you to sing about it, to shout about it, to dance about it. I want you to enjoy it. And so please, let's rise up. And you're going to take a word of prayer. When the heaven is open, God wants you to live a life of permanent victory. God wants you to live in perfect health. God wants you to enjoy his abiding and divine protection. God wants you to enjoy assistance of heaven that will take you to your next level. Why don't you pray for yourself? If you have not given your life to Christ, your own prayer will be, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come and save me. But if you have given your life to Christ, then I want you to call on the Lord. Let the heavens that have been opened over my life, let it begin to yield unto me. For me to dwell. For me to abide. For me to live. To enjoy the blessings of open heaven. I cannot, I refuse to tell stories at the end of this year. But I must give my testimony. Beloved, the earnest expectation of creature awaits your manifestation. They want to see what will become of you. In this year of open heaven, why don't you remind the Father that I am your son, I am your daughter. I must enjoy the blessings of open heaven. I will operate in the supernatural. The Lord has assured us this year in Bethel Assembly that there is going to be a greater dimension of the manifestation of his power. Are you going to be a candidate for heaven to use to bring about his will, to enforce his plan here on earth? The heavens that has been opened over my life. Let me operate in the supernatural this year. Let me walk in divine health. I refuse to be sick. I reject every sickness in my body. My destiny is too great for me to be afflicted. Oh, hear the word of the living God. Every stranger in my body, in my destiny, in my home. Use the weapon of the word. It is written. You are strangers. You are not permitted. You are not allowed. Get out of my home. Get out from the life of my children. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father and our Lord, we want to thank you this morning. Oh, thank you for your visitation. Thank you for the entrance of your word. You have sent your word to us this morning. I pray for every of my hearer that, Lord, these words will profit us. Every step, every grace that we need, Lord, to be able to enjoy. Oh, to be able to enjoy the blessings of open heaven released upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Is anyone who is saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life today. I don't want to be left behind. I pray, Father, that you will visit them and you will save their soul. You will bring them into the beloved and you will give them testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying and amen. The Lord bless you, church. You can celebrate the Lord and have your seat. Celebrate the Lord as you take your seats.